Today's shiur is dedicated by the Hollander family, Lila Nishmas of Yitzchak Yeshua ben Avram Moshe Hollander, whose yard site is today Tezvav Elul. Today's shiur is dedicated by Dr. Yosef and Mrs. Yael Gurevich in honor of their grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Moshe Rubin. Today's shiur is for a schus, for refuah shleima, for shalom, Ben Brocha. Today's shiur is Masechet Ksubis, Daf Samach Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Samach Zayin, Amar Aleph, fifth line from the top. Says the Gemara Tanya, Amar Belozer, Barat Tzadik. Erev Nechama. He uses a very sharp declaration. I should not be zoicha to see the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Imlei Re'isa, we spoke about the daughter of Nagdiman Ben Gurion at the end of our previous shiur, who came from such a fabulously wealthy family and then lost it all. Shaisim Electus Akirim, that she was collecting barley, Bebein Talfi Susan Ba'akoi, from amongst the hoof where the horses walked in Akko. She became so poor. And says the Gemara, Karisa Allah Mikra Zeb. And I read about her, I called about her the same Pasuk, that the Pasuk speaks about Klal Yisrael. Im lo seidi loch hayofa ba'anoshim, tziloch b'ikve atzoin arei iskunei Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael won't be careful to do the mitzvahs, look what they end up to. Al tikri gudei sayach, and he used to say, don't look at them el gvesayach. If they won't do what they're supposed to do, they will come to teach us that then they'll end up needing to collect stock in this fashion. And the Naf Yosef explains that at the end of the previous shiur, we had a discussion why the family of Nagdim and Ben Gurion was punished. One reason was they didn't give the amount of stock they ought to have given, and the other reason is that they didn't give the stock up, they gave the stock up for Turiya Motors for COVID. And that's what he says. We have to learn how to do tztaka from the way animals take care of their babies. Animals that take care of their babies, A, don't do it for any COVID. An animal doesn't even understand this concept of COVID. And furthermore, they are so generous in the way they take care of their children. And not only are they generous in the way they take care of their children, but it actually goes a step further, he explains. What happens is that the more these animals nurse their children, and they nurse the children with this attitude of just to do what's necessary, they end up with more milk. Similarly, somebody who does staka without any ulterior motive, not only will he be blessed, he'll end up having much more than he started off with. Amr of Shimon bar Abba, Amr of Yochanan. Hechnis loizov. We go back to some of the halachas of the Hilchas Ksuba. Hechnis loizov, that we spoke in our previous shiur, that if a woman brings money into the marriage, the halach we learned is that we evaluate it at a third more than it's worth. As we explained in our previous shiur, the reason is because that value, that's the amount that it'll go up in profit. Here, the halach is shamrei sevrei kishavyei. We don't take off anything, we don't add. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, zov hareku kelim, that zov are treated like utensils. My laugh, aren't they treated like kelim shel kesef, like silver vessels? The pachsi, that depreciate. And therefore we learned in a previous shiur that since they depreciate, we take off 20%. So why over here don't we take off the 20%? Says the Gemara, loy, they're treated kekelim shazov, they're treated like gold vessels, loy pechsev, that they don't go down in value. So says the Gemara, if that's what the Braisa meant to say, that gold pieces are treated like gold vessels, so then kekelov miboyle, it should said that gold is treated like gold kalim. Void, and ask the Gemara another question. Tanya, There's another brayse that says the zov hareku kalim, pieces of gold are like kalim. We'll see what that means in a moment. Dinrei zov, gold coins hareku ksofim, that you have to add a third. Shem gamliel aimer makom shnagu shloi lefartim, in a place that we don't exchange silver coins, shaman osim, we evaluate them and we don't take off or we don't add. Vareim b'shaveim, we take the exact value. Shem Gamliel, so now the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel made the statement, ahai, ilay ma'sefer, that it's said in the sefer, the din rezov, harein kiksofim, and that we add a third. And to that, on that halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel is disagreeing. And he's saying that if we don't exchange them, we don't add a third, mechlal, so obviously is the opinion of the Tanakhama, that even a place where people don't work with gold coins, we still add a third. Says the Gemara, but why? Halei nafki. As we've been explaining in our shiurim, the reason why we add is because the person's going to do business with this money and it'll increase the value. If that's the case, asks the Gemara, if they're not going to increase the value because people don't do business with them, Why should you add a third? El lav, it must be that Shim Gamliel is referring to the Reisha. That the Reisha said that Zov Harei Kukalim, Vachikama, and the Tanoim that argue with Shim Gamliel say like this. Zov, Tanakam said Zov Harei Kukalim. What does that mean? Kalim, Kalim Shel Kesef. That they're treated like silver Kalim that depreciate and we take off the 20%. And in that, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Rav Shimon disagrees, and he says, Hareku Gdinish Azov, they're treated like gold coins, but Makom Shnagu Shel Loy Lefartim, that they're not usually in circulation, and we don't add a third, but we don't take off 20% because they don't depreciate. And therefore, pieces of gold are the same, and we don't take off 20%, nor do we not add a third. So the Brisa that said that we don't, by piece of gold, by gold, we don't take off the 20%, the Tanakhama just said we do, answers the Gemara. And that's why Tosfos explains the Gemara. The question here is how will Rav Shimon bar Abba be able to reconcile his opinion with what we just learned is the opinion of the Tanakhama, says the Gemara Loi. We misunderstood the pshat in the brisa. Loyal and Rav Shimon Gamliel is going on the sefer, and we're talking about gold coins that do go out to circulation aydei etchak, but they're not usually used in circulation. And says the Gemara b'hokimufki, and this is the machloikis of the Tanakhama of Shimon Gamliel. Mar sover, it is the opinion of the Tanakhama, kiv the nafki, since they do go out into circulation, kiven de nafki, since they do go out into circulation, that's why mishapchin lei. So it's money that can be used to increase the value, and since it's money that is going to be invested and is going to be used, that's why we add a third. Omar sover, whereas the opinion of Shimon Gamliel is kiven de loy nafki elei dei tchak, since they're not usually taken out into currency, we don't add a third. According to this, that if that's the case, then when the Brisa said that Zov Hareku Kalim, we're going to say that we're talking about Kli Zov, and we're going to follow the opinion of Shimon ben Abba that says that we keep them at their value. Ebay Seima, says the Gemara, that's one way of explaining how we could have the Brisa and Rav Shimon bar Abba's psak remain consistent. Ibai Seima, but there's another way, says the Gemara, how to understand this. We could say, says the Gemara, Ibai Seima kula Rav Shimon bar Gamliel. The whole Brisa is following the pen of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And there actually is no machlokes in this Brisa between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama. Vachtani. And this is the way to understand the Brisa. Zov Hareku Kalim. Zov is treated like Kalim. That we treat gold like Kli Zov. We don't add or deduct. Din resolve, but when we speak about gold coin, karen kiksofim, they're treated like money, that we add a shlish. The Madvar Mamurim continues the Brisa to teach, when is the halakha that we add a third to the value of the gold coins? But makam shenagulah fartim, in a place where gold coins are put into circulation. So since the gold coins are put into circulation, that's why you could add your investment will increase, and that's why we add the third. Av makam shenagul shloil fartim, in a place where the gold coins are not put into circulation. Shamanai say, we evaluate them. Vareim b'shevayim, we evaluate them at their value. Dere of Shimon Gamliel, Shav Shimon Gamliel, Aymer, Malkam Shnagish Loyal Fartam, in a place where gold coins are not put into circulation. Shamanai say, we evaluate them. Vareim b'shevayim, and we take their value. So if that's the case, Rav Shimon Bar Abba and Rav Shimon Gamliel are saying the thing, same thing, that by gold pieces, we don't take off the 20%. Mikom Mokoyim, ask the Gemara, if that's what the Braisa means, the Braisa shouldn't have said Kikelim. The Braisa said Kikelam Ebole. And the Braisa had said that gold coins are treated like gold vessels. And that says the Gemara, Kasha. That's indeed a Kasha. Ibai Seima, another way to understand, is not that the Brice is not to say that when we speak about gold, they're treated like silver vessels. Here, we're speaking about gold, pieces of small pieces of gold. Small pieces of gold, explains the Gemara, don't retain the value. Because since they're small, they're easily not able to be kept the way they are. And therefore, they're treated like any other kalim, but that we deduct the 20%. But Shimon Bar Abba was talking about not these small pieces of gold that we just explained lose their value. He was talking about big pieces of gold. Big pieces of gold do not lose the value. Rav Ashi Amar b'mamalala. Rav Ashi says that when we said that Zov, who kikalim, is kiklei kasev. And what type of gold are we talking about? B'memalala. They're like gold dust. Dust of gold that comes when we work with gold is something that is easily, doesn't retain its value. It's easily lost. And since it's easily lost, that's why the halacha is that we have to deduct the 20%. Amar Rav Yonai, says the Gemara, B'samim Shalan Tachya, when we speak about B'samim, if perfume was written into the Ksuba from the city Antochya, Harei and King Sofim, we add a third, because they used to do much business with the B'samim, and since they did business with perfume, it's like any other commodity that they use for business. And since it's like any other commodity that they use for business, we add a third. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yochanan, Gamalim shel Arvya, the camels from the place of Arvya, Isha Goyva Paranamahem, a woman could collect her ksuba from them. And not only do you collect the ksuba from it, but we add the third to it as well. And Taisus brings here the famous Takanas Goinim. We've mentioned this Takanas Goinim in our previous shurim, that even though we learn often in our Maslechta that a ksuba is only collected from real estate, from property, the halacha is that this is used to collect the ksuba. And there's two ways of understanding this Gemara. One is that since this was the primary thing that they did business with, when a woman gets married and she knows that her husband is obligating himself to pay the ksuba, that's what she expects the husband to use to pay his ksuba obligation, because that's what he primarily uses for his business. And that's why the halacha is that she does that. The other pshat is, as we learned, that the karnat sagoinim that since Bizma, and there's two ways of understanding the Tekanas Agoinim, that we don't only collect the Ksuba from real estate. One way of understanding the Tekanas Agoinim, that it's similar to what the Gemara is saying about the Gemalim. Since we do business with all sorts of different commodities, nobody only does business with real estate. A wife gets married and she knows that she's entitled to a super payment, she has a mind that she's going to get paid from everything that the husband owns. The other pshat is that it was done as a benefit for the wife, that she shouldn't be limited to be only able to collect the ksuba from real estate. And if there's a husband that doesn't have real estate, she'll never be able to get the ksuba. If that's the case, then it has nothing to do with what the Gemara is speaking about, Gemalim. It has nothing to do with that they did the business with Gemalim, and therefore she's expecting to collect her ksuba from the Gemalim. It has to do because a woman is entitled to be able to get a ksuba anyway. Says the Gemara, Hani, Omer Papi, Hani Tosfa de Mechsi. The clothing from the city Mechsi, Isha Gavir Paramahem. She gets the third, there's an extra third written, and she could collect the ksuba. Amra Papa, Hani Saki the Duraja. They used to do business with Sakim from the city of Duraja. The Ashley the Kumchanayu, and they used to do business with rope in the city of Kumchanayu. Isha Gavir Paramahem, she could collect her ksuba from that money. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mirei Shavamina, originally I used to say, Haniki the Mechuza, the wallets full of money from the city of Mechuza, Isha Gaiva Paranamihem, a woman could collect her ksuba from it. As my Tama, why? As Machstayu Alayu, because she expects to be able to collect the ksuba. They used to do business with cash. So again, like we learned, like we've been learning, anything that the woman expects that her husband earns, that that's his main asset, she could use it for ksuba. However, kivin the chazoy the shakel v'nafki, that I saw that the women that collect the ksuba, they get the arnik of the mechuza, the kimashk v'chi ara, and when they buy property zavni behu, they use it to buy real estate. So says the Gemara, we see from here that even though the people had cash, their main intention wasn't the cash. The main intention was actually real estate. Because as soon as somebody had real money, what he used to do with his cash is buy real estate. So we see the main thing that they rely on to collect the ksuba is ara, is real estate. And therefore, the rule that ksuba is only collected from real estate kicks in. But as we said, Tosfos quotes the Takanas Agoinim, that Bezman Hazeh, that halacha doesn't apply, and all of a person's assets are obligated to his ksuba payment. Says the Mishnah Messiah, Esbito Istam, if somebody's marrying off his daughter, he should not give her less than Chamishim Zoz. Pasak, if the father of the girl and the chosan agreed at the time of the marriage, lachnisai aruma, the father said that he's not giving the husband anything. Layom abal, the husband shouldn't say kachshaseni lebesi, when we'll have nesuin achaseni b'chusi, that's when I'll buy for her every she needs. And lemachasa, first he should buy her all of her needs that she needs to have to get married, even though she is still in her father's home. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the reason Chazal said that a father has to give Chamishim Zuz is that's the minimum that a person needs to survive. And he says it's based on what the Mishnah Masechta Peah teaches us, that the Mishnah Masechta Peah teaches us that a person who has Chamishim Zuz is not allowed to take tzedaka because he has enough to live on. So the husband, if the husband took upon himself, he has to give everything that a kala needs to have, because explains the Chazon Ish that when a girl goes to the marriage, she expects to be able to be treated properly, and part of being treated properly is having the clothing that a kala is entitled to. V'kein hamasiyas yisoyma, if a girl needs to take tzedaka for getting married, we don't give her less than Chamishim Zuz. Im Yesh Mekis, if there's more money in the stock of fund, then we give her even more. We give her everything that she needs to get married. However, says the Yerushalmi, that if there's money in the kiss, what's going to be the halacha? And but there may other be other kalas. So he says that if they're going to maybe need the money for other kalas, the halacha is, Rabbi Yosef says that we shouldn't spend the money. The Rabbi Zeira doesn't agree. Rabbi Zeira says if right now there's money in the tzedakah fund, and right now we have a kala that needs that money, even though it's more than chamishim zuz, we should give her what she needs, and Hashem will help that the tzedakah fund will be replenished. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, when we speak about this minimum number of chamishim zuz, says Abaya, we're talking about chamishim zuz pshiti. As we spoke in our previous shir, there was zuzay tzure, with money from tzuri, which is better money, pure metal, because we know in those times the way money was evaluated by the content of the money. So that's called zuzi tsuri. It says the Gemara, but when we're speaking about zuzim, in our Mishnah we're talking about zuzi pshiti. Mai, ask the Gemara, why would we say that? It says the Gemara, midiktani seifa, because we learned in the end of our Mishnah, im yesh bekis, if there's money in the tzedakah fund, mefarnen soysoy lefi kvoidoi. Vaminan, when, and the Gemara explains, my kiss, as we explained, what is the definition of a kiss? Amar Chava, arnikisha tztaka. It means the tztaka fund. Says the Gemara, v'isakadatach, if we're going to say that when we speak about chamishim zuzei, mamish, that we're speaking about chazuzei, we're talking about tsuri, im yesh b'kiss, if there's more than that chamishim zuzei tsuri, we should give her even more, kamen yavinala. Chamishim zuzei tsuri is a tremendous sum of money. Is there any question that we should give a kala that much money and more? El shmami no. What says the Gemara, what it must mean is that when we speak about chamishim zuzi, it means pshite, and that's not such a huge sum of money. And therefore, since it's not such a huge sum of money, therefore the Gemara says that if the tzedakah could afford more, and it's a kala, as we're going to be discussing in our shir, Mitzvah Shem, that needs more, we give more. Tana Rabbanan, and indeed teaches us the Braisa, Yosem Yosema Shabbal Lisparnas, if a Yosem Yosema come to receive tzedakah, Mefarnas and Yosema, first we take care of the Yosema, Vakach Mefarnas and Yosem, and then we take care of the Yosem. Why? It's much less of an embarrassment for the man to go collect tzedakah than isha dakar lachzer. But it's not a woman, it's much more complicated that she should have to go for tzedakah. And therefore, the halacha is that we give to the woman before man. And it says the Chavetz Chaim in a sefer Chavetz Chesed that this consideration that our Gemara just introduced, that we have to look at a people's situation and who is more likely to be able to collect tzedakah and who is less likely to collect tzedakah is something that we should take into consideration in all situations of tzedakah. Says the Braisa further, Yosem Yisayma Shabbal Unasei, if both the Yosem and the Yisayma are coming to get married, the Aloch is Masim as Yisayma, first we marry off the Yisayma, V'akach Masim as Yosem, then we marry off the Yosem. Neshebushta Shal Isha, a woman not being married is much more embarrassing, Meruba Mishal Ish, than a man not being embarrassed, and therefore we have to be concerned with her needs versus his needs first. Tana Bonan, Yosem Shabbal Lisa, a Yosem that comes to get married, Seichel and Bayis, we first rent for him apartment, Matzil and Mita, and we calculate to Shmisha, we get him furniture and linen, and only afterwards do we do the wedding. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ki basoich teftach es yot chaloi va'avet taviteno day machsora shiachsaloi day machsoroi." The first thing that we give him is habayis. Ashiachsa, so mita v'shulchan, we give him his furniture that he needs to have. Loi zeinisha, and then we give him a wife, as the pasuk says, "Esloy ezek kenegdoy." That is the proper order to do. Interesting shaila that I saw the Paiskim discuss, and that is in Eretz Yisrael, where many people have the minig that when they get married, their parents buy for them apartment. And the question is, we have a chas and a kala who unfortunately don't have money. Is buying an apartment? Here we just learned about renting apartment. What about buying apartment? So some Paiskim say, the Gemara only spoke about renting an apartment. The Gemara didn't speak about buying an apartment. I saw that's the opinion of the Shevet Alevi, Chelik Tes Simen Reish Beis. The Michas Yitzchak and Chelik Ches Simen Ayin Beis says that we should buy an apartment. We should look at the situation. And of course, if we're buying an apartment on behalf of a person, we should not buy him an expensive apartment. We should buy him the minimal that he needs. However, the Paiskim do say that even though, since a person is collecting from tzedakah, we have to take that into consideration, that we're dealing with tzedakah money, we do also need to take other things into consideration. And they explain that if by what we're doing here is going, by buying him or renting him an apartment in a place where it's not the right environment for this family to grow in Torah and Yerushalayim, then even though the apartment elsewhere is more expensive, that is something that we have to take into consideration. Says the Gemara, Dei Mechsarai, Ata Mitzuv Al Panasai, we're obligated to give a person when he needs to live. V'yata Mitzuv Al Lov L'Ashrai, we're not obligated to make a person wealthy off tzedakah. Ashi Yechsaloi, it says the Gemara, Ashi Yechsaloi, feel sus lurker of Olav, if somebody needs a horse to ride, Vavid Loritz Lofonov, or he needs a servant, the very prominent people would have servants riding in front of them. That is done on behalf of this individual. And says the Gemara, Amar Olav al Hillel Zaken, they said regarding Hillel Zaken, Shalokach L'Oni Ben Tovim Echad, there was an Oni who came from a very prominent family. He bought for this Oni, Sus Lirkovalov, a horse to ride on, Vavid Loritz Lofonov, and for them to run, and says the Gemara, Pamachad Lai Motza Evid, there was one time that they could not find an Evid, and what Rabbi Kiva did was that Rots Lefanav Shalosh Milan, that he himself ran in front of it, in front of them. And of course, the Achroinim ask, there wasn't Hillel the Nasi, and we know that the Gemara tells us, the Nasi Shemachal Kvaidai, and Kvaidai Machal, a Nasi cannot give up on his covered, and therefore, how could Hillel have done it? So the Yait says that this story happened before Hillel was the Nasi. Another pshat is that Hillel concealed himself. He didn't put on the clothing of a Nasi, and since he didn't put on the clothing of a Nasi, nobody recognized that he was the Nasi. The Kotzker, however, has a different pshat. The Kotzker says, how can the Gemara suggest that we have to give an Evid, a servant, to run in front of a person if the person unfortunately can't afford it? So he says, from here we see that when we give tzedakah, we have to give tzedakah according to the needs of that person. And if the person is unfortunately, said the Kotzker, a not well person, that he needs this, it's a foolishness to need it. But the halacha tells us that we have to give the person what he needs. But then the chidah takes a very different approach to this. He says if we have a person, because again, he's referring to the question that we just mentioned from Hillel, how did Hillel act this way in running in front of the poor person? So says the chidah, if it's everybody knows that this is the way this person acts, he goes out of his way to help people, and we know he's a very modest person, then that's not a problem for him to do it. And therefore, since everyone knew about Hillel's sterling midos and everybody knew about Hillel being ready to do anything for somebody else, that's not considered an embarrassment. And in fact, there's a question that the Poskim discuss. The Poskim discuss if there's a person who's a Talmud Chacham, a great Rosh Hashiva, a Rav, and he also is able to play an instrument. And the question is he allowed to come to a wedding, to a simcha, and play an instrument? Isn't that considered something that's an embarrassment for a person of this stature? So the Chavis Yor, based on the Chidah that we just learned, based on Hillel, says that if everybody knows that this is the way Hillel behaved all the time, it's not considered embarrassing, and he's allowed to do it. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Ma'aseh ba'Anshei Golu. There was once an episode with the people of Golu, Shalochu La'oni ben Tovim Echem Mitzapari, that they bought for a person who came from a prominent family who had unfortunately become poor, a litra basma kol yoyim. They bought him a big measure of meat every day. Litra basa, so ask the Gemara, my Ravosa, what's the big deal about a litra basa? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, litra basa Mishal Eifis. In those days, poultry was more expensive than meat. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that he only ate the brain meat of the birds, and to accumulate a litra basa of brain meat takes a lot of money. They bought indeed a litra basar, and Ravash, and it was expensive. Ravashi, why was it expensive? Says the Gemara, Hasam Kfar Kvat Nahaya. It was a small village. Kayoima have a mass of chayusa metalusay, and they shecht it every day an animal, and they didn't have what to do with all that meat. And as I saw, not only did they not have what to do with all the meat, we know that when you shecht animals, they didn't have, not all the animals come out kosher. And even though not all the animals come out kosher, so they had to shecht many animals to have the animal that's going to be kosher on behalf of this individual, still, they did it because that's what this was what this poor person was accustomed to. Since this was what this person was accustomed to, that's why you have to give it. And I saw that the Paiskim say this is a lesson not only in money, it also has to be in covet. If there's a person who's always used to getting a certain aliyah, and now we have to give him what he is expected to get. And if he doesn't get what he's expected, and that's called Dai Machsori of Shay Echsalai, we have to give him exactly what he needs to have. I saw there was a story with the Divrei Chaim, that the Divrei Chaim used to give a certain woman every day a certain amount of tzedakah. And his wife, Divrei Chaim's Rebbetzin, comes one day and she tells her husband, you know, that this woman that you're giving so much tzedakah to, is, I see she lives a very extravagant lifestyle. And what she was trying to say is, so why are you giving her tzedakah? So Divrei Chaim says, now I have to give her more tzedakah. Because now that I see that she's accustomed to this extravagant lifestyle, what I'm giving her, when she doesn't have a source of income, what I'm giving her is not enough. And I have to give her more. Says the Gemara, Ahu Dosla Kamed Nechemya. There was a person that came to Rabbi Nechemya, Amalei, a poor person came to Rabbi Nechemya, and Rabbi Nechemya asked him, B'mat Tesoid, what do you normally eat? Amalei B'basa Shamin V'yayin Yoshin. I always eat fatty meat, expensive wine. So Rabbi Nechemya wasn't the wealthy man himself. And he said to him, I could offer you lentils. Gilgalo in my adoshim. So this person ate the lentils, and he wasn't accustomed to eating this type of food for mace, and he passed away. Amr, so Rabbi Nechemya said, Oile lezeh shaharga Nechemya. Nechemya killed him, that shaharga Nechemya, that he didn't give him what he needed. Says the Gemara, Adi Rabba, Oile Nechemya shaharga lezeh biboile. So if that's the question, if that's what it meant, he should have said, shaharga lezeh, eli iu hu degarim. He brought it upon himself. He shouldn't become used to eating this kind of this type of lifestyle. So the Bina Le'itim asks a question. In the previous Gemara, we just learned that Hillel did whatever the person was accustomed to. And Hillel himself, we learned, even ran ahead of this Ani who was accustomed to it. And here we're saying that the person should not have gotten, should not eat this way, and therefore he himself caused his problem. How do we reconcile this? So the Bina Le'itim explains that if somebody was raised in a wealthy family, and that's the lifestyle that he was raised with, and it wasn't that he brought it upon himself, so we have to give him what he is accustomed to. But if a person wasn't raised that way, and all of a sudden he takes upon himself to live that way, and now there's a challenge, because not always will there necessarily be the funds available to live that way. So it says the Gemara, on such an individual, Leboy lefnuke nafshi kulahai. Says the Gemara, Hahu dosl kamei derova. There was a person that came to Rava, Amalei b'mat to soyed. What do you normally eat? Amalei, so this poor person told Rava, b'tanagolos b'tuma, I'm used to eating good, expensive poultry v'yayin yoshin. Amalei v'loi chash l'ducha de tzipura. So he says, aren't you concerned of what you're doing to the tzibur? Amalei atam d'dikul chelna. I'm not that you're putting such a burden on the community. So he answered, atam d'dikul chelna. I'm not eating from the tzibur, but rachmana kechelna. Everything we have from Hashem. The Tanina, as the Brisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, we say it every day in Ashrei, Eni kol alechi saberu, vata noisem lohem es ochla bi'itoy. Explains the Gemara, bi'itom loy nemar. It doesn't say itom aloshen rabim, el bi'itoy. What does that come to teach us? Melamich kol echad ve'echad. Every individual, noisem HaKadosh Baruch Hu panasasa bi'itoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us his panasa according to his needs. And if this is what I'm used to, this is what I will get. Says the Gemara, as this poor person was having conversation with Rava, also Achse the Rava, the sister of Rava came, the Rava had not seen his sister for 13 years, Amar, so Rava said to himself, Maida Kama, all of a sudden, my sister comes to visit me after all these years. All of a sudden, not only does my sister come to visit me, but she brings to me all these foods that I'm not used to and not expected. It must be Nanesinloch, that Hashem was teaching us that he's doing the right thing, Kumachol. So the Masil Shisharim has a discussion. It seems from here that there's no need for a shtadlis. This poor person said, I'm going to get whatever I'm supposed to get, and he wasn't concerned about a shtadlis. Says the Masil Shisharim, of course we have to do a shtadlis. But, explains the Masil Shisharim, hashtadlis is not a firm shear, it's not a firm amount. Every person has to do a shtadlis according to the level of bitachin he has. And a person who has a higher level of bitachin could do less shtadlis and rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, this ani that we're talking about, an hour shear, was a person who had a very high level of bitachin. And since he had a high level of bitachin, that's why he didn't have to do any more. The Ksav Sofer explains, the Pasuk says, we know that the Gemara teaches us, Kashin Mizaynaisov Shal Adam Kikriyas Yamsov, that Parnasa is compared to Kriyas Yamsov. And the question, of course, is, says the Ksav Sofer, ask the Ksav Sofer, what is the connection between Kriyas Yamsov and Parnasa? Explains the Ksav Sofer. We know that the Pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, L'goyzer Yamsuf L'gzoyrim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam into paths, and then it says, Noisen Lechem Chabosah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam, he did a nace for all of Klal Yisrael, but every Shevet had its own path. Lagoyza Yamsu Lagzarim, each shevet had its own path. And the Medrash goes on to explain, in the path that each shevet traveled on, there were fruits and vegetables and food available to them. The Medrash goes on to say there was a transparent wall between these paths that every shevet should see what was going on with every other shevet. Says the Ksav Sofer, that's what our Gemara says. And that's the Medrash is saying the same as our Gemara. L'goyze yamsov l'gzarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every shevet its own path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every individual, says the Gemara, and says explains the Ksav Sofer, his own path in Panasa. Be'itoy, every person has his own path. Tana Bonim. Eloy, if somebody doesn't have money for tzedakah, doesn't have money for panosa, v'ena roitzel espanis, and he doesn't want to take tzedakah money, says the Gemara, nois naloi l'shem hava, we give it to him as a loan, and the fact that we give it to him as a loan makes him comfortable. V'chayz v'nois naloi l'shem etana, we never ask for the money back. Divrei Rav Meir. V'chamarim nois naloi l'shem etana, v'chayz v'nois naloi l'shem hava. First we give it to him as a gift, and then as a loan. But ask the Gemara, how does that work? We just learned, L'shem Latano, Halei Shakel. We're referring here to an individual who's refusing to take tzedakah. So how does the Gemara suggest we give it to him as a matana? Says the Gemara Amarava, what it means to say is, L'ftayich Lai L'shem Matana, that we first offer to him as a gift. He will then refuse, and then we offer to him as a loan. Yesh Lai, says the Gemara, if a person has money, but he's stingy, Vayner Reutzel of Spanish, he doesn't want to use his money to support himself. Noisenloi, Mishimatana. We have to be concerned about this person, so we give it to him as a gift. The Chayzer in the Framimenu, we take back the money as it was a Halvara. Says the Gemara, but if we're going to ask back for the money, Chayzer in the Framimenu, if we're going to ask back for the money, Sulu Shakul, he's going to refuse to take in the future. And we need to be concerned that this person has what to live. Says the Gemara, what it means to say is, Omra Papal Achamisa, after he passes away, then we're going to take back the money. Shimon Omer, Yeshloi, if somebody has money, and refuses to use his money to support himself, we don't have to be concerned about him. Sheinloi, on the other hand, if you have somebody that doesn't have, but he refuses to take tzedakah, Omloi, Havei, Mashkin V'tol, we tell him, bring collateral. We're not giving you the money as a gift. We're giving you the money as a loan. Kadesh should zuach datav alav, that he should, if he should say to himself, if they ask me for collateral, they're not giving it to me as tzedakah. And if they're not giving it to me as tzedakah, he'll feel more comfortable. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, Pesach tiftach es yotcha loy, v'havet havitenu day machsar sheyach loy. Havet is referring to a person, she'en loy v'en roi tzul esparnis. He doesn't have, but he refuses to take tzedakah, so we should give the money as a loan. Tavitena is referring to an individual. He does have money. However, in the rights of Spanish, he refuses to take tzedakah. We give him the money as a matana, but he doesn't deserve it. So the chayzer and the freiman alachemisa divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to take it out of his estate after he passes away. If a person has the ability to support himself and still doesn't want to use his own money, we don't need to be concerned. I asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, Mani Mekayim Tavitena, while we do with Tavitena, so the Gemara, Dibre Torah Kolashim Nei Adam, Havi Tavitena. Maruk V'Hava Ani B'Shvuzay, he had a poor person in his neighborhood, Davrogel Koyoyim D'Shar D'Lei Abizuzay. Marukva used to give him every day 4 zuz for tzedakah. He used to put it b'tzenur de dafsha, by the hinge of his door. Yom echad Omar, ezel echsi man ka'ovid b'yahu tavasi. This poor person said, I want to see who leaves over this money for me on a daily basis. Hahu yoyma, that day that this poor person had this plan, nagale marukva l'bei madrasha, marukva was late. He didn't want to go, and it was already night. He didn't want to walk himself to the Beis Medrash. Also, the Visei de Badei. So his wife went along with him. to be there to accompany him when he's going to put the money in this in the doorway of this poor person's home. Kivin dechazi the kamatz l'ledasha. When the poor person saw the marukva was coming to the doorway, nafik basrayu, he followed them. Rod mekamei, and marukva and his wife did not want that this poor person should recognize them, so they ran away. And they jumped into a furnace that the coals were cleaned out. But the furnace was hot, and Marukva's feet were getting burnt from the heat. So his wife said to him, put your feet on top of my feet. So Marukva felt very bad that his wife did not was a such tzaddikus that obviously she wasn't experiencing the heat, and he was. Cholishtate. And he felt, and Marukva felt very bad. Amalei, so his wife said to him, Anosh shichna begavei, devesei, mekavei nasei. The reason I don't feel it, because when I give tzedakah, I don't just give money. I give the actual food. And therefore, since I give food, my tzedakah is greater. So Ian Yaakov asks a question. Why were they running away? They had agreed. The Ani wanted to see them. And what's the embarrassment? So Rin Yaakov says the Ani wanted to see them, but had the Ani realized that this was Marukva, he would have been embarrassed. And that's why Marukva realized that if the Ani will realize it's him, there'll be a new embarrassment, and that's why he jumped in. Asked the Gemara, Michael, hi, why was Marukva so concerned? Says the Gemara, the Amma Mazutra, Batovia Amarav, Vamali Amarav Hunaba Bizna Amarav Shim Chasida, Vamali Amarav Yakim Shim of Shim Ben Yachai, Noichle Adam Shim Tsaatsm Latachel Shaesh. It's better a person should jump into the fire, Val Yabm Pne Chaveroi Barabim, and not cause anybody embarrassment. Asked the Gemara Manolon, where do we know this halacha from? Mitomar. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when Yehuda said that Tamar should be put to death because he thought that Yehuda had this inappropriate relation. Says the pasuk, he mutzas, she was being taken out to be burnt. She says, I'm pregnant, but she didn't say his name. So Tosis in the Masechta Saita asks, if we're saying that jumping into the fire is something what you should do rather than embarrass somebody, so why, when the halacha always speaks about the mitzvahs of yaharik v'yavid, that a person should rather be killed and not violate the mitzvah, why isn't this mentioned? So the answer is that, so the machlokes rishonim. Some say that habanas panim is part of ritzicha, and ritzicha is mentioned in that list. And others say that it's not the exact same. And since it's Amara says, it's noyach loy, but it's not the same, and therefore one doesn't have to give up his life for that purpose. Marukva Ava Anya B'Shvusay. There was a poor person who lived in the neighborhood of Marukva. Davarogel Ishturalei Abazuzi Kamaliyam Dikpurim. He used to send the 400 zuz every year, every Yom Kippur. And the Rama says in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Resh Hey Sif Aleph. There are places that there's a minig to go to the base kvaris Erev Yom Kippur, ula harbus b'tztaka, and to give more tztaka in Erev Yom Kippur, v'hakol k'minig ha-medina. And there are achroyim that say, B'chaim Pelagi explains this, that people used to accumulate that tztaka money from the whole year and give it on Erev Yom Kippur. Because as the Mashal explains, we need money, we need to have schusim on Yom Kippur, and since we have to have schusim on Erev Yom Kippur, tzedakah is the best schus. Another pshat that I saw, that why is it so critical to give tzedakah on Erev Yom Kippur? Because we know there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So that's why there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah on Erev Yom Kippur, that people should have money to have food to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad, there was once Erev Yom Kippur, Shadrin and Elhar B'yad B'rei, Ramukva sent the money with his son. Also Amalei, So Marukva said, "Loi tzaruch." This person obviously doesn't need the tztaka. Amar my chazus. He said, "What makes you say this?" So he said, "Chaz de kamzaf leyayin yoshin." I saw that they spritz wine in his home. Amar. So he said, Marukva said just the opposite. The fanek kulehai. He's obviously a person that needs a lot. And therefore, Ifinu v'shadrin in L.A., he doubled what he usually gave. Says the Gemara, Kikanach nefshei. As Marukva was about to leave the world, Omar, Aisle chushbenoi de tztaka. Please bring to me my books where all the money I gave for tztaka are listed. Ashkech de kaviksibe shivas alfi dinri siyanki. They wrote that he gave, in his lifetime, 7,000 dinarim siyanki. Omar zavde kluli. He says, I have very empty suitcases for Urcha Rechika, and I have a big distance to travel. Come, Bazbazay Lefal, give him money. He gave away half of his money for tztokah. Ask the Gemara, Heche Avad Hachi, but how was he allowed to do this? Vamar Beloi, Busha Skinu Hashem, Vazbazay, Vazbaz Yosem Chaimish, that one should not give away more than 20%, says the Gemara, Hani Milim Mechayev. When is that halacha apply? Says the Gemara, when somebody's still alive, we want to make sure that the person should have enough money to be able to continue living. Shem, because we need to be concerned that if he gives away all of his money, Shem Yared Menachasov. Avalachamisa, if a person is no longer alive, Leslamba, we need not be concerned. And if a person's giving tzedakah as he's about to leave the world, the halacha is we need not be concerned, and he could give. As much as he needs to. Rabbi Ava have a tzai zuzah besudre. He used to put money into the kerchief that he wore around his neck, and he used to put the money into the scarf, the shadr lelechare, and he had it in the back of his neck. And he used to walk in a place where there were poor people, and they could take whatever he want. They could take whatever tztaka they needed, but still, says the Gemara, he used to be careful to make sure that people who were dishonest did not take any of that money.